With 1,000 things on our to-do lists, a lot of us are doing life on constant autopilot, forgetting to care for ourselves, feeling overwhelmed and frustrated with the way things are. I strive to help you, the everyday woman, to stop and to embrace the power of effective self-care in order to reduce overwhelm and anxiety and find fulfillment in your everyday life. I'm Sarah Miller, and I'm here to help you stop going through the motions and start being the happiest and healthiest version of you, all by caring for yourself like someone worth caring for. Join me for conversations about self-care, wellness, mindfulness, and so much more that will help you find your own self-care lifestyle. I'm Sarah, and you're listening to the Self-Care Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome. Today, we are here to talk about spring cleaning your mind. but really, we're here to talk about unplugging from social media. I think that this is a great thing to integrate into your spring cleaning as you're like thinking about refreshing your physical space, but also refreshing your mental state. Let's dive on in. Social media in general is a really loud and noisy place to be. Not necessarily quite literally, but mentally. You're constantly taking in information from across the globe, and in the age of influencers and celebrities and all of these people that you don't even know personally, social media has become less of a place to connect with your family, and it's a place to consume content. And that is not necessarily bad, it's just it can be a lot for your brain, a lot for your heart, a lot to just take in all the time. So I really want to encourage you to take time away from it because of that, because by constantly taking in this content, taking in other people's thoughts, images of other people, all these just different things of people with different experiences, people that you wouldn't connect to face to face necessarily because they live across the world. It just can be very draining. I think that it really is easy to, of course, fall into that comparison trap and see everybody's, you know, the highlight reel concept. Everybody's life is a highlight reel when it comes to Instagram. And we hear that. We understand that logically. But it doesn't mean that we're not still subconsciously taking in this messaging of, oh, I want my life to be like that. That life looks so perfect and good, and people live this perfect life. And it's just not entirely true, as we know logically. And I think this is where there's a few things that come to mind here for me. First off, being really, really intentional about who you follow. If someone you follow makes you feel jealous, or angry, or sad, or upset in some way, don't follow them. The point of consuming content should be to bring in things that actually add value to your life. So pick and choose people who, when you see their things on Instagram, their posts, you're inspired. You're not frustrated or down on yourself because your life isn't like that. One of my favorite people for that is Ali Kazaza. I find her content to be super inspiring without me feeling necessarily like jealous or frustrated that I'm not there yet, because she teaches some amazing things. I would hope that I create a space that is like that. Some others that have done that, I think, include Darian Chambly, who I believe will be on last week's episode when you're hearing this. And let's see who else. Mackenzie Valenta is another great one who's been on the podcast before. So there's so many out there. Just be very thoughtful about that when you are consuming social media. So that is my soapbox on social media as far as taking time away from it, being intentional with it. Not taking time away from it, but just why it's an issue to begin with and being intentional with it. So now I just want to kind of focus in on taking time away from it and like, what does that look like? So I always like to share this story because it was really impactful for me, and it's something that I often need to revisit to remember why this is so powerful. Back in college, I was going through a period of just really, really struggling, and I, at the time, was freelancing, but also doing blogging, doing Instagram stuff, all that. I think this was like my senior year of college. And it was just not great. And my husband encouraged me to take some time away from social media, and he actually had me work on a painting that still hangs in our living room to this day during this time to give me something to work on, but also to like get me back to my roots of what I enjoyed doing before social media was even a thing. So I did that for 3 days. 3 days of no social media at all. I did not do any work. I had like done all my homework in advance so that I could really be unplugged. I was mostly online at that point. So I think I managed to schedule it where I didn't have class those days, or maybe had class like the very last day or something like that. And it really just left me feeling so refreshed, so much more connected with myself, with my thoughts, not somebody else's. It had me more connected with my desires and my what made me happy, versus focusing on everybody else. Now, I know that I had the luxury of being, it was, you know, basically me home alone for 3 days, not doing any social media. So it was like almost this little like at-home retreat. And I know that that's a little harder to do now with an almost 2-year-old at home, but I still think that the unplugging from social media itself piece is one of the most powerful parts of this. During those 3 days, I was able to work on things like painting. I stained some shelves and hung them up. I did watch some old, like, favorite movies from my childhood. I read, I listened to podcasts. That was the first time I had, like, really tried to listen to podcasts and started listening to them on a regular basis after that. I did a lot of just things that were about recharging. There was a lot more time in my day as well when I wasn't scrolling through social media. So I really, as you're doing your spring cleaning, here's your challenge. I challenge you to take at least 24 hours away from social media. If you can take 24 hours away from like TV and computer as well, awesome. But bare minimum, take a day away from your phone, away from social media itself. I would say generally away from your phone because it's so easy to pick up your phone and just start scrolling. Some pro tips: delete the apps, plug your phone in another room and like leave it and don't carry it around with you like you normally would. that's really helpful for being able to unplug because it's like not physically there in the room with you. So those are just kind of some starting points. I think that taking time away to get clear and to kind of rest your brain from that like comparison game is really helpful and can really give you that feeling of spring cleaning your mind. So I encourage you to do that and to bring self-care into those that time away from social media. I mean, I think the act of taking time away from social media itself is an act of self-care in and of itself, but bring in other things. Maybe something that helps you feel really good is yoga. Maybe it is journaling or reading or doing something creative like painting or writing. There's so many different things that you could spend that time on that you normally would spend scrolling. Now, don't worry, I am not going to leave you alone to do this. I will also be taking some time off of social media, and I don't know if I'm going to do 24 hours or a couple of days at this point. We'll see as we get closer. You know I like to record my episodes in advance, but yeah, I will probably post about it because what's a social media detox without posting about it? Although I encourage you not to if you are not a content creator. My goal with sharing it is to remind you to take the time off as well, so keep that in mind if you see a post from me about it.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Before you go, be sure to grab my free Own Your Self-Care Starter Kit by visiting theselfcare.life/ownyourselfcare. This kit is specially designed to help you identify what kind of self-care will work best for you. That way you can start developing your own self-care lifestyle. If you'd like to stay connected, find me on Instagram at Sarah Strives or on TikTok at The Self-Care Lifestyle. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk at you again soon.